Hello, David Creel, certified Ziegler coach, with my friend and fellow coach, Ryan. Ryan, how are you
Hello,
today?
Hello, David. Great. Great to be with you up and early on a cold winter morning.
Yeah. Before this, Ryan had showed me that it was snowing around them. Not snowing, but had snowed recently. And in Houston yesterday, it was almost 80. It was a little over 80. So that's what happens. So thanks for joining me today. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
Well, to give you a little follow-up, diving into the Wheel of Life has been very beneficial for me in our coaching experiences in the past and finding a place to focus on. And I've had a copy of the Wheel of Life form to the assessment to look at the different areas of my life and look at where to work on to kind of balance out that wheel so I'm not bumping down the road but running smoothly. And for about the last year, I've had in mind the intention to do another assessment and just keep working on areas that need working on. But instead of going through the assessment, it goes in my planner and I kick it down the road. And so the one I've got, I wrote on it on January 4th. I intended to go through it and fill it out and I didn't. And so I crossed that out and wrote August 6th. And I intended to go through it and fill it out. Guess what? I didn't. I needed some accountability. And scheduling this call with you gave me the push to actually go through and do it. So coming out of that, going through the assessment, my average for each of the seven areas on my Wheel of Life is between 6.8 and 8.2. So not incredibly out of round, but not where I want it to be, certainly. You know, all areas could come up a little bit. But the one area that going through the assessment really highlighted for me I need to work on is personal. So that's what I want to talk about today, is how to do better in that personal area of life when other things seem to be doing okay around that 8-point average.
Okay, so a little background. Okay, so the Wheel of Life was created by Zig Ziglar, and it, because he preached balanced success in all the areas of life. So the Wheel of Life is mental, spiritual, physical, family, financial, personal, and career. You know, every area of life can be one of those seven categories. And
yeah.
Okay, so personal. So why do you think you struggle creating personal time for yourself?
Well, part of it is recognizing that I have a clear purpose statement, and that purpose statement really involves serving other people, being in the space with other people where they are. And it's something that we do as coaches, right? We stand in that space, walk the path with our clients, with our family, in our careers. And so having that service mindset, for me anyway, is it makes it a little difficult. In some ways, I feel selfish when I take time for myself.
Why do you feel selfish?
Because there are other demands and needs that need met.
What about your own needs and demands?
Oh, they don't matter. Well,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't matter. So, I mean, obviously you're familiar with, you know, you've been on a plane before. They don't say put your wife's and your kids' mask on first. They say put your own mask on first.
Yeah.
So what fills your energy bucket up?
A few things, you know, personal things that I feel like might be considered selfish, things like getting an adequate amount or an abundant amount of exercise. That fills me up to have time to take care of my body and exercise, get my heart rate up. You know, coaching fills me up, being in that space of walking the journey with somebody else, helping them figure out their path.
What would you like to change in the personal area of your life that's currently not there?
Well, the biggest area is looking at from an analytical standpoint. Biggest deficiencies are community activity, quiet time, and recreation. So I mean, those seem like the natural best places to go to be able to make the biggest difference.
What do you mean by community activities?
Well, I have things that I do with the church and with my family. I have family that's in town, both my family and my wife's family. And there's some activity there, but not as much as I'd like there to be, where I get together with them and do things. But also on the broader community, you know, local, city, county activities that are going on, this stuff going on in the community that I could help with or just be involved with and support what's going on.
Would doing that allow you to get the personal time that you need, or would that be just adding more stuff to your plate?
Well, largely it'd be adding more stuff to my plate. I mean, if I could do that stuff with family, you know, serving in the community, being involved in stuff, then that would fill me up as well as allow that engagement.
What would you like to do for yourself selfishly?
Wow, that's a good question. Taking a couple of days for a retreat, that'd probably be something that would be very valuable, you know, be able to get some quiet time and recreation and away from the office, the family, church obligations, the community, and just have some quiet time, some recreation, some time to ponder and consider goals and listen to God and feel the Holy Spirit. And that'd probably be something along the lines of, it would recharge me, but I think it would be something that others would look at and go, wow, that's selfish for him to just go do that all by himself.
Okay, so that brings me to a book that I... on Audible that I purchased. I was going to get a different book, and I thought for this other book that my other friend told me about, it just so happens that I meant to hit add to library and I hit add. I meant to put on the book friend two told me about, because I was going to buy the book that friend one told me about with my credit for the month. When I was talking to friend two, I clicked on it. I meant to put add to wish list. Why I put add to library. So I was committed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was called an Unhurried Life by a pastor named Alan Fadling. And so think about this. Let me ask you, do you think, this is going to be kind of a rhetorical question, but do you think there's more constraints on your time than Jesus had?
No.
Okay. So that's the correct answer. So if you look through all the Gospels, what do you always hear? He always got time to spend time alone with the Father.
Yeah.
The night before he chose the apostles, he spent all night in prayer alone. Throughout the Gospels, it always says, very early in the morning, Jesus went away to pray by himself.
Yeah.
So if it was good enough for Jesus, do you think it's good enough for Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
So when you had to go on your retreat, I love the idea.
Well, right now it happens between 5 and 6 a.m., which means I have to get to bed early so that I get enough sleep. You and I have had that discussion before. But as far as getting a couple of days away, January seems like a good time to do that.
Awesome. I think it's a great idea. You yourself said it would recharge you, get your mind clear and kind of turn off the distractions of the world and focus on what you should do or what you can do or what's the next steps or whatever. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay. Time to talk with my wife about it and get it on the calendar, I guess.
Well, I heard a guy, a fellow coach tell a group of us one time, if it's not on paper, it's only a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to your wife, schedule it, put it on the calendar.
It's on paper right there.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Place to start.
So I think I'm good if you're good.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for playing. Bye.
See you later.